From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Former U.S. National Security Advisor Michael Flynn is offering to testify before a congressional committee looking into Russian meddling in the U.S. election and possible link to the Trump campaign in exchange for immunity. The Wall Street Journal first reported Thursday that Flynn is in talks to try to get a promise of immunity, but that nobody had agreed to his terms yet. Flynn was forced to resign as one of Trump's closest advisors after it was revealed that he had misled the vice president about his communications with Russia's ambassador to the U.S. Ahead of the opening of the hearing, Russian President Vladimir Putin denied any Russian involvement in the U.S. election. The Trump administration has declined to comment on a report that two White House officials reportedly provided the leader of a congressional investigation with intelligence that showed members of the Trump presidential transition team were caught up in incidental foreign surveillance by U.S. spy agencies. A ranking Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee say they remain committed to a thorough investigation into the Russian meddling in the election.
This issue is not going to distract us from doing our Russia investigation. If that's the object here, we'll not be successful. We are going to look into everything the Russians did to influence our election. We are not going to be deterred. We're not going to be distracted. Issues of incidental collection are important. They are a part of our ordinary oversight, and we will oversee them. But we are going to get to the bottom of just what the Russians did and how they did it, and whether there was any coordination or collusion with U.S. persons, including those associated with the Trump campaign.
Congressman Adam Schiff. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Officials in Pakistan say a powerful bomb ripped through a busy market in the northwest tribal town on the Afghan border, killing at least six people and wounding more than 30 others. Witnesses and politicians say the blast was targeting a Shiite mosque. Officials say a suicide bomber carried out the attack, although there has been no immediate claim of responsibility. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson hailed Turkey as a trusted ally after meeting with the Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan and other leaders Thursday in Ankara. Tillerson underlined the importance of Turkey in the battle against the Islamic State.
Over the past 18 months, the U.S. military's ability to operate from Turkish bases has enabled us to increase operations against ISIS by 25% without the utilization of any additional aircraft required.
During Tillerson's visit, the extradition of the U.S.-based Turkish cleric Fethullah Gulen was also discussed. Turkish prosecutors accused Gulen of masterminding July's failed coup attempt. Washington insists the issues are a matter for the courts. Mortar shells wounded at least seven people in and around the presidential compound Thursday in Mogadishu while the Somali cabinet was meeting inside. No cabinet members were wounded as the prime minister held the new government's first meeting with ministers to talk about security and the drought plaguing the country. No one has claimed responsibility for the shelling, but the Somali militant group Al-Shabaab often targets government locations. The United States has slapped new sanctions on 13 individuals and 12 entities linked to Tehran's ballistic missile program and its proxies across the Middle East. The targets include Iranian support networks in China and the United Arab Emirates that have been working to help Tehran obtain technology and materials needed to advance its ballistic missile program. Friday's actions came as a result of what U.S. officials describe as an ongoing process that included consultations with key U.S. agencies and U.S. allies. And analysts say China's near completion of artificial islet and combat aircraft facilities in the Spratly Islands will give it extra power to make other countries keep out of the widely disputed South China Sea or get China's permission to use it. Those installations will give China around-the-clock presence for establishing administration over the claims of the 3.5 million square kilometers. China claims more than 90% of the resource-rich sea that extends from Taiwan southwest to Singapore. The Chinese claims overlap Brunei, Malaysia, Philippines, Taiwan, and Vietnam. I'm Michael Brown, reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.